China's growth slows way down. From APM in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update. China's economy grew 7.4% in the first 3 months of 2014. That's a pretty high number by most standards, but it's a 24-year low for China's economy. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz has more from Shanghai.
Markets in Asia rose because of China's GDP news.
Markets are going to say, oh, they hit their target or they exceeded their target. Whew.
Patrick Shavonik is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management.
Actually, I breathe a sigh of relief when their GDP number goes down, because it makes me think maybe they're serious. You know, maybe the declarations that quality matters more than quantity, that they can't add to the bad debt.
Shavonik echoes many China economists when he says sustained high GDP figures usually reflect on healthy growth. In China's case, that means building more infrastructure, which carries the burden of more debt. Slower growth, however, could be an indication that China's leadership is serious about making tough changes to its economic model. Today's GDP number is somewhere in between. It was pulled down by housing sector problems, yet retail sales in China were up. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
The White House is making a big push for job growth in the U.S. Today, President Obama announces a new program that's meant to encourage hiring. Most of the $600 million campaign will go to a job training competition run by the Labor Department. It's intended to bolster training programs and apprenticeships at community colleges and companies across the country. The price of shrimp has gotten downright jumbo recently. There's a bacterial infection ravaging shrimp farms in Southeast Asia. It's causing worldwide shortages and pushing up the price of shrimp cocktail everywhere, as Sarah Gardner reports.
The disease doesn't affect people, but it kills baby shrimp. Shrimp farms in China, Vietnam, Thailand, and Mexico have all been affected, but production in Vietnam and Thailand has dropped by more than half. Now, the U.S. is getting most of its shrimp from India, not Thailand, and the shortage has made for some very unshrimpy prices. Mark Nussbaum is an importer in West Newton, Massachusetts.
I would say that the import prices went up anywhere from 50 to 100%, depending on what the item was. Due to this, the retailers have been forced to move their prices up.
Retailers like Alan Shad. He owns El Segundo Fish Company, a restaurant not far from the L.A. airport.
The price peaked about 6 months ago, and it's been steady since. We buy in bulk, so sometimes we get a break on it.
Not enough of a break, apparently. The price of his shrimp scampi is up $2 to $18.95. Price-conscious shrimp lovers may have to settle for his shrimp tacos at a more affordable $7.95. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Silicon Valley is a center of enormous wealth. It's also dealing with an extreme amount of poverty. Santa Clara County in the Bay Area has the fifth largest homeless population in the U.S. The area is also home to some of the country's most expensive real estate. That's got the area's homeless population turning to some unlikely places for shelter. From KALW, Isabel Angel reports.
It's 2:30 a.m. on a crowded Valley Transportation Authority bus somewhere in San Jose.
My name is Elizabeth Garber. I've been homeless for about 8 months so far, riding the bus 22 as many times at night as we have money for.
Bus 22. It's a regular bus line during the day, traveling between East San Jose and Palo Alto. But at night, for $2 a ride, it unofficially becomes Hotel 22 to people like Elizabeth Garber. She stays on the bus every night with her husband, Michael.
You know, back and forth. I try to get sleep when I can, and then it's just figuring out where to go in the morning from there.
Dozens of people use the bus for shelter as it drives its two-hour route. Then they stand out in the cold, waiting for the next bus to head back the other way. The Garbers say they've tried to sign up for affordable housing, but nothing has panned out. Bob Dulcey is the Homeless Concerns Coordinator for Santa Clara County.
There's a 1% vacancy rate here in our county, which makes it extremely difficult to find housing for folks, even though we have a lot of rent subsidy dollars.
With the market so competitive, landlords are much more likely to go for someone with a stable job history instead of a person coming off the streets. Michael Garber says sleeping on the bus is the lowest point of his life, but it could be worse.
At least out here, I'm still free. I'm not like incarcerated or something like that. It could be a lot worse. Although sometimes it does feel like jail. You know, it's just you're crowded and shuffled along and no sense of privacy, no sense of decency or anything like that.
And next winter, one of the county's biggest shelters is closing, possibly forcing more people onto Hotel 22. In San Jose, I'm Isabel Angel for Marketplace.
And finally, great news for fast food lovers everywhere. You will no longer have to choose between fried chicken and pizza. You can thank Domino's for that. It's now offering pizza with a fried chicken crust. The crust comes in flavors like sweet barbecue bacon, spicy jalapeno pineapple, and classic hot buffalo. You know, for the purist. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.